Archaeologists first discovered the mounds in the 1920s. At that time, a private farm surrounded them, and the site didn't become a public park until the 1970s. Some Whitewater residents say they've always wanted to raise awareness that early Native Americans across southern Wisconsin buried people in these settle formations and considered them sacred. Now, a local committee led by the city's Parks and Recreation Director, Matt Amundson, is asking Whitewater City Council to change the park's name from Indian Mounds Park to the Whitewater Archaeological Mounds Preserve.
You hear park, you think, I'm gonna go and play a game of softball or we're gonna have a picnic, and we wanted to kind of place a greater level of importance or significance on the site because it's so different from your typical standard of what a park is.
Besides changing its name, Amundson says he's had conversations about restoring the park to how it originally appeared, covered in prairie grass. He says that plan would involve removing at least some trees.
I don't know that we'd clear it. We've got some great oak trees that I think we'd want to keep as part of the site. What's interesting to me is that the prairie grasses were used to define the mounds.
The village of McFarland is also debating how it should preserve its mounds. Amundson says his department is studying their policy and will closely watch the debate. Kirk Carapezza, Wisconsin Public Radio.